Hello, this is Bryce McBride. I first met Toby at CFRC, and like most people I come to know and enjoy deeply, I had first thought him a bit of a weirdo. However, over time I came to realize he was highly intelligent and possessed of a fine sense of humor. I came to enjoy his company mainly through the machinations of Miscellaneous S. Toby was undoubtedly a talented musician, in fact probably the only talented musician in the group, which caused the rest of us no end of distress. Most disturbingly, he had a penchant for what we came to term jazz odyssey-style playing, where he would begin playing with only a passing consideration for time and key signatures. Nonetheless, he did stretch our playing and our recording. The other aspect of Toby's music-making that was notable was his lyric writing. While he could be counted upon to make light numbers even more buoyant through the use of clever language, and indeed wrote the lyrics for Killer Bee Picnic, often he would contribute lyrics which, in their seemingly unrelenting darkness, we came to dismiss as, quote, Toby songs. However, as I have gotten older, I have come to appreciate these songs, which were not so much pessimistic as they were moral. Toby's songs reflected his deep moral sense. The song that I think best sums up his skepticism regarding the facetious bromides of modern civilization is Radio Free Berlin, which has a line that I find myself constantly saying to myself whenever I think of Toby. The line is, "Complacency is the root of all sin," a line which I think both sums up the man and his beliefs. And as Toby lived his beliefs more than most of us permit ourselves to, we see a person who was constantly reinventing himself and challenging himself to do and learn new things without worrying too much about reaping the rewards of past efforts. I remember talking to Toby about the idea of comfort once, and him saying that he actively sought discomfort. The reasoning was sound. Comfort is, at base, insulation from the reality of life. The pursuit of comfort is thus a retreat from life. This idea is best expressed, I think, in Toby's unrealized plan to build surrealist furniture. For example, chairs with seats that slope precipitously towards the floor, making them impossible to sit uncomfortably. Sitting on such a chair would have required constant effort and adjustment on your part, and would have demanded you pay attention to what you were doing. It would not have permitted you to drift off with ease into a state of mindless contentment and inertia. Now, no one can withstand a life of total consciousness at all times, but I think Toby came about as close as anyone I have known to that standard. He was always well informed of events, ideas, and personalities. At the same time, though, he retained a lightness and sweetness of spirit, which made him a delight to his friends and family, because he was also very good at paying attention to people. If we accept Descartes' dictum, cogito ergo sum, we must also accept that Toby existed perhaps a bit more than most of us, which makes it a bit easier to concede that he exists no more. Thank you. This has been Bryce McBride.